This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back. We have a full house tonight. We got Dan, David, Pam, Jenna, and we have a special guest with us, the one and only Jay. Coming off of that huge, crazy win, how's it going, man?
Yes, yes, yes!
And the crowd goes wild.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're good. So I want to talk about that huge elimination win between you and CT. You go in that elimination. You're going against CT. Was there any thought in your mind that you had this in the bag, you were gonna win this, or were you like, you know what, this is gonna be just a one-sided type of elimination and he's got this?
Dude, in all honesty, I had no idea what we were walking into. So as soon as we get in there and I see like the bunkers and I see the debris, I'm like, are we gonna have to like Tetris fit all this stuff in there? And I was just already just scheming and just trying to strategize on like what I'm going to do. And then the next thing I know, TJ's like, oh, you're just going to like literally fortify the fort and then switch sides and get through it. And I'm like, oh shit, this dude's going to grab like mountains probably, because there was rock and debris on the side of the bunkers. And I'm like, he's going to grab the most massive things and put it in front of the door, and I'm going to have the hardest time ever. And I wasn't wrong, because right off the rip, all I hear is doom, doom. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, don't turn around, just focus on my shit right now.
So when it was going on, from the way it was portrayed to the audience, CT had it in the bag, there was no chance, he thought so, the other competitors thought so, that's the way it was portrayed. How did you feel in the moment, in real time, in real life? Did you feel like this is anybody's game, or were you disheartened, or what did you think?
No, I was stoked. I was like, I get to go against one of like the challenge legends. If I lose, I lose to a legend. If I win, holy shit, I beat like CT. Like, that doesn't happen.
Right.
So either or, it was a win-win for me. And I was just happy it wasn't a hall brawl, because I didn't want to die. But I was like, yo, this could be anybody's game, as long as you strategize and figure out, because it's a puzzle at the end of the day.
Right.
Like, really heavy puzzle. And I love puzzles. So like, 50-50, let's roll the dice. Let's see what happens.
Is there any behind the scenes stuff that they didn't show us? Because these producers made it sound like you had no chance whatsoever. But as we're watching it, at least as I was watching it, I was like, it looks a lot closer than everyone is talking about right now.
No, honestly, it was pretty, I mean, I thought it was a fair edit. And also like,
oh, you did?
Let me just say, the Linkin Park song. What? I was like, ah, yes, let's go. I was rewatching, I was sweating again. I was just like, yes, let's get in there. You know, like, I love this. Yeah. I'm like,
it was like you were back in the elimination.
Yeah, man.
Linkin Park always works, man.
Yeah, but as soon as Linkin Park comes on, I'm like ready for a Warped Tour, like 2007. Let's go. I'm ready.
Right. In the slow-mo that they play, like with the rain.
Right. Well, Jay, I'm gonna backtrack with you a little bit, man. I mean, I told the group yesterday, obviously, first and foremost, I think it's gonna be one of the upsets in Challenge history. You know, it's definitely gonna be talked about. But before that, having the issues with Rogan that you have, and then knowing that was a possibility of him going in, if you could choose, I mean, were you more concerned going in against Rogan, or were you a little more concerned with CT?
I mean, if you could, like, that's the easiest choice ever. I would choose CT.
CT.
All day.
No, I mean, that's from a competitor standpoint. You know, I guess it's a question. Were you more afraid of CT or Rogan?
No, I'm not afraid of either of them.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. I like that answer.
I'm not afraid of shit. Like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. What am I going to do? Then I don't have to do it anymore, so it's no problem.
So what would have happened if the elimination was you and Rogan? How do you think that would have panned out?
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSC SIPC.
Him too. If CT's off, he's smarter than Rogan, so I'll beat him.
Same strategy with Rogan.
Definitely.
See what you did?
Yeah, definitely. I might have changed it up a little bit more. I probably would have focused more on the knots because I know CT smokes cigarettes. So in my mind, I'm like, all right, his cardio is probably not up to par as like it used to be. Plus, like, he smokes cigarettes, so he might gas out real quick. So let me just put as much little things that he's going to have to move and throw everywhere.
Yeah.
So the more little things he's going to have to move, the more tired he's going to get. Instead of like one big heavy lift and it's done, like moving and moving, that's tiring, man.
At first, I thought that might screw you because you were the one running back and forth, lifting all this heavy stuff, and he's just tying rope round and around. And it looks like by the time he gets to the barricade, all he has to do is just kind of like shuffle it and swat it out of his way because he's so monstrous.
Yeah.
But it turns out, I mean, it didn't fatigue you at all, you moving all that stuff.
No, I mean, I skimboard, I skateboard, I'm constantly moving. So I'm just like, okay, well, that's just cardio back and forth.
Yeah. And you turned it in on his weakness.
Huh?
You found a weakness.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got to find something. He's a monster, dude. It's like going against Godzilla.
you beat a challenge legend. This is your second episode, or no, you're on the third episode. And your rookie season, you've already made a name for yourself on the challenge. What's the reaction been like since that episode has aired?
I mean, dude, my Instagram's popping off. Everyone's like, I love CT, but I'm voting for you as well. Like, good job. Congrats. Mad respect. Because, like, everyone's also saying, like, I was really classy about the win because I don't like to showboat. Like, even when I beat Asaf, like, I wasn't about to just hang there longer and be like, oh, I beat you. Like, there's no need for all that, like, showboat and all that nonsense. We're here to compete and just be a real savage and be a real competitor and go ahead and come out respectful.
Nice.
So, to me, it was just fucking sick.
It's so interesting that people are doubting you, though. I mean, you are on Survivor, and I wonder – both of these shows, like Survivor and The Challenge, which one do you think is more tough? Which one's tougher? Because I feel like you have a one-up on everybody coming into The Challenge, being on the other show.
Dude, it's such a hard question. I've been asked this question so many times because they're so different. Whereas like going into the bunker, I have a shelter. I'm not getting rained on. I'm not freezing. And I have food. Literally food delivered all the time. So I'm like, what the fuck?
This is easy. I got this.
So when they all walked into the bunker, everyone was like stressed out and they're like, there's no windows. There's no nothing. And I'm just like, you're all a bunch of bitches. We got chicken right now. Like, what's wrong with you? And then
they're catering your food, aren't they? They're catering food. I see.
Yeah, it's good food, bro. There's food. We have a refrigerator. Like, what the fuck? So on Survivor, like, we got to go fishing and like get our own food. I mean, we're shitting literally in the ocean. So all these guys are like, oh, we have to like go take a shit in the porta potties. And I'm like, bro, you have a porta potty. You're not like swimming with your own like feces. What's wrong with you? Like,
this is heaven. Mm-hmm. Right,
you guys all have to share a bathroom in the bunker though, right? There's only a few bathrooms.
Yeah, there was that.
I could see people in that house taking shits all together in that bathroom. I'm sure that's like the wilderness in itself. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, I'd rather just shit by myself in the ocean.
Hey,
might as well be in nature.
Yeah,
but I want to talk about your relationship with Dee on the show. So on the show, it seems like she has like this huge crush on you, and it's like you guys are in this kind of love triangle, you, Rogan, and Dee. What is your relationship like now outside of the show? Because I've seen you guys on Instagram, and I see that you guys are good friends. Is that just it, or is it anything more than that?
Who, me and Dee?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to tune. You got to keep watching. There's some more episodes to come. I can't spoil you. I mean, who knows if I go back? Who knows if I don't? You know what I'm saying?
True, true.
Let me get your thought, Jay, on this conspiracy that I came up with after watching last night's show. You have two red skulls now. So my conspiracy is even if you get sent into another elimination and lose, you'll still have one more red skull. And you technically would still be allowed to stay in the game because all you need is one red skull. What are your thoughts on that conspiracy that I came up with yesterday?
If this game is like Mario and we have multiple lives, I'm down for it.
All right.
Not gonna reveal.
All right.
You gotta tune in, man. Like this.
All right. That's a good answer.
I'm a super fan of the show, and I've watched since like CT punched Adam in the face.
Uh-huh.
He went after TO. And like I've watched, you know, the Johnny Backpack versus CT, and like I am standing next to one of the legends and literally like one of my idols growing up, I'm like, yo, this dude is a beast. And then I'm like, okay, I get to go compete against him. So as a super fan, I don't want to reveal shit. If everyone else on the cast wants to reveal and ruin their show, ruin
no,
it.
No, we don't want you to reveal. I just want you to get your thought on the just get your.
I mean, it would be a great idea. It would be It would be great for me. I would love that.
Oh,
so
of
then
course.
I can get another chance, get another red skull, and have more lives.
There you go.
So you said you're a super fan of the show. Coming into the show, other than CT, who are you looking forward to meeting when you got to the show?
I wanted to strategize with Wes because he always works with rookies, right? And they come to find out the one season where Jay comes in, not only do we not have a villa, Wes is freaking teamed up with Bananas. And he's like, I'm just playing possum. I'm being quiet. I'm like, dude, this is my chance to scheme with you. Like, let's go. I love scheming and strategizing and, like, figuring out gameplay and making numbers work. And he's just sitting there like, playing possum. I'm going to go to sleep now. And I'm like, you're such a bitch right now. I hate you.
Oh, man.
I was upset.
Jay, I'm glad you brought up Bananas. The world wants to know, why haven't we seen a you and Bananas scene maybe talking about Morgan? Are we gonna see that? Are you guys cool? Are you and Bananas cool?
I mean, who cares?
We're getting that question. Yeah, we are getting the question. There's friction, or if it's a non.
Cares probably too much.
I mean, things in the house were definitely awkward between him. It's not like we're like walking by each other, like, "What's up, bro? Nice to see you."
Yeah,
brothers, let's do this. No, it was just more like, yo, you do your thing, I'm gonna do my thing, and then as soon as someone steps on someone's toes, we can pop off at each other. Mm-hmm. But let's see what happens. Because in the beginning, like the first couple episodes, me and him just kind of just went our own ways.
Okay.
We just weren't even like talking to each other. It was like the ex on the beach house all over again, where you just see your ex and you're like, God damn it, I don't want to talk to
you. No, hey man, I loved you on Ex on the Beach. That's why, you know, that's when I became a fan of yours. It wasn't even through Survivor.
Go back to Survivor, bro.
Dude, hey, man. I got a guilty pleasure. It's watching reality shows. Like,
oh, that's fair. I love it.
Yeah, that's all it is, yeah.
Because have you ever had a run-in with Bananas off camera at one of these challenge events? I'm sure, I mean, you guys see each other all the time. Nothing. So the first time you really saw him and could confront this Morgan situation is on this show, right?
Literally just walking into the house, and that's the first time we could ever even like shake hands and just be like, what's up? So
yeah.
It's like very tense, and it's just like, it's like a bomb just waiting to explode. You're just waiting for the timer to start, and you're just like, okay, when does it start? So that's one of those.
We're going to keep watching and waiting for that timer, though, so we'll see.
Oh, you should. I'm telling you. It's a good season.
Yes, nice baby.
Nice. Well, Jay, I mean, honestly, man, I got to say, though, you know, aside from, you know, the Morgan stuff, and Sam, man, I think you came in, you killed it so far. You made a good impact for yourself. As Benny said, you're definitely making a name for yourself in the challenge. You know, going forward, obviously, we have to continue watching. But is there anything that you can kind of give us some kind of insights on, anything to look forward to going forward with you right now for these upcoming episodes?
Yo, just get ready, because I'm ready for war. Like, War of the Worlds didn't stop. Let's go head to head. You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to back down. And I know I'm the fucking lone wolf in the house. And I ain't scared. I'm not scared of nothing, man.
A lone wolf with two red skulls, baby.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of being a lone wolf, I was wondering who you made a close friendship with in the house. If there was anybody that you kind of hit it off with right off the bat, or anybody.
So going into the house, I actually knew Josh Martinez from a Hearts of Reality event. And I knew Nelson from the X on the Beach house. So thinking, I was like, all right, well, Josh Martinez is from the Big Brother crew. So let me get in with the Big Brother crew and try to like find a way through there. And then Nelson, I'm like, he's part of the Young Bucks. So let me try to find my way through there and just find anything that I can kind of work with and try to mend together. Like, if I could get Big Brother and Young Bucks to go against the old vets, let's do it. Because I love strategizing like that. But honestly, one of the dopest dudes was Swaggy. Coming into the house, I had met Swaggy once before at like a Vegas event. And he just had my back, hands down. We kicked it off rip, and we were just always planning and scheming and like sitting at the chess table. I'd always be playing Nelson, but scheming with Swaggy, because Nelson be too focused on the game. And it was just an all around good experience. And like, Swaggy was definitely hands down my boy. Even though you see Bailey pop off, it's because of how tight we were. Because as soon as Swaggy put Bailey to sleep, I'd be like, Swaggy, let's go scheme. Let's go figure some stuff out. And he'd be like, all right.
So soon you're going to have a blanket of you and Swaggy.
Oh, that's cute.
A blanket that you can tuck yourself in to sleep with.
Well, it's still their blanket. I'm just in the bottom right corner.
Like, oh, good.
You're kind of like, it's a ruffle now. You're creeping into the couple.
Yeah, yeah. And Bailey always says, she's like, you're trying so hard to get in this relationship. I'm getting in right now. I'm going to third wheel this marriage for sure.
Coming into the challenge bunker, you know, everyone, they knew you were from Survivor. Did they see you as a bigger threat, since Survivor is a hardcore show other than a lot of the other shows that people are coming from?
Dude, I don't know why. Survivor's a really hard show, and I don't know if these guys did their homework. Because some of them are just like, oh, like, what did you do? What show are you from? Wes did his homework, obviously, because it's Wes.
Right.
And his wife is a super fan of Survivor. So, like, everyone else is kind of just like, oh, whatever. And they didn't really understand. Like, dude, all we do is untie knots on Survivor and do puzzles all day long.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that. Because Survivor is huge with untying knots in a lot of their challenges. So do you think that helped you out for that elimination? Were you BCT?
Definitely. I saw ropes and chains, and plus I like rock climbing with Cole all the time outside. I'm like, bro, there's ropes and chains. I'm chilling right now. Let's do this. So he made a big knot, though, but he just messed up, because where the door hinges were, he kind of pushed in the knot where it like looped into the door and then went through it with a chain. So it was kind of just like a little barricade lock. So I just pulled that out and then pushed the rope through the knot through the loop. And then the other side just opened immediately. So
at this point in real time in the challenge, after you beat CT, do you feel, without, don't give any spoilers, but do you feel like, okay, guys, stop underestimating me. I beat everyone you've thrown me up against. Do you feel like you earned the respect, or do you think they would keep laying on you? Again, without spoiling, how did you feel in real time of the game?
Honestly, in the real time of the game, I was like, holy shit. I took out a legend. I'm going to get respect, but I still think I'm in trouble.
Okay.
Because I'm the only survivor. Like, I still think, like,
right.
if they had any sense, they would grab like lone wolves and lone numbers and just be like, come be part of my team. Let's go against the other team. That's how you do it in Survivor. Like, I don't understand the strategy of Challenge where they're always like, we're going to throw rookies in every time and make them fight. Mm-hmm. And then you know what? We're going to leave our biggest like enemy for yourself. Why would you do that? Instead of just recruit soldiers to your army. And then whenever you need, be like, yo, little soldier, I'm going to use you today to go against my enemy. Go first.
And especially
even though go ahead, Pam.
I was just going to say, in this game, the alliances and the strategy seem harder to map out than in other ones because you don't know what's going to happen or what you're going to be up against. It seems like there's a lot of moving parts in this as opposed to other challenges in the past where it's just a numbers game.
Yeah. I mean, considering they made the Red Skull twist this time, it's because, I mean, Paulie and the other guys, they all realized like, it's a numbers game. We're playing Big Brother again.
Which, you
know? So then that's why Challenge was like,
yeah, we got to mix it up.
No, we're not going to just make this Big Brother again.
Right.
Really mix it up. And I mean, I loved it because I got the first Red Skull and the second Red Skull. And I'm just kidding. And
I know. I think we as a panel should take bets. Like we should do an over under on how many skulls Jay finishes this entire season with.
Right. Oh my God. I'm
down with that.
I'm down with that too.
I'll bet.
And then Jay, you can just do this.
I'll just call the nicest one of you and be like, I'll let you know the number and then we'll win some money and split it.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, let's go.
So another question about the alliances and the vets versus the rookies and all the strategy. Why the hell we couldn't figure out last night, saying that they're underestimating you and it was Bananas, Nelson,
everyone,
Rogan. Why didn't any of those guys want to go in? Why were they all scared? Why did only Rogan for his personal vendetta want to go in? Seeing as you're a rookie and you're not giant, why was Bananas and Nelson upset about maybe having to go in? What do you think was going on there?
Because they're scared.
So they're playing under.
I don't think everyone's like, I think their cop-out is like, he's a layup. But deep down inside, they're like, dude, this dude is from Survivor. Turbo was from Survivor. Like, you never really know what we're all about because we've been through some stuff. And they're just like, I'd rather just let someone else deal with it and then I'll deal with my enemy later.
And they saw take out Asaf, who was not a look down as a weak competitor. He was certainly strong and you certainly pulled out a tight win there.
Oh, so. Asaf was like, sorry, I had a brain hit because I'm getting dark. Asaf was like a straight up, Asaf is an extreme athlete. He's doing backflips and he's a break dancer and he's shredded. And like, I'm sitting there eating like chicken because I'm like, oh, well, there's free food. I literally got off the couch. It was great. When I stopped doing backflips and training and running and doing like all this stuff, I'm like, bro, we have elimination tomorrow. You should probably chill, but I'm not going to say anything. Just keep doing what you're doing, the stupid idea. And then, plus it was a hanging challenge. Like, bro, you're not going to win. Yeah. I was like waiting for a rock climbing wall or even like the one that you punch through the hole and then you just climb up. Cause I was just freaking dying.
Oh, that's fun.
Next one. I was down. Wait, for all of them.
So this is your first, challenge that you've experienced. I remember hearing rumblings like maybe like a year or two ago that you were in talks to do an earlier season of the challenge. Is that true or is that just all just rumors?
I have no idea. I mean, if it wasn't, no one called me.
Okay.
I was just chilling on XLP. It's like, well, I'm drunk today. What are we doing?
Yeah, I have a question. So when you got the call to do the challenge, you had already obviously done Survivor and you'd watched the challenge forever as a fan. Was there anything you felt like you needed to work on particularly to train for the challenge as like a new skill set or something you had to sharpen just based on what you had seen of the challenge and that different strategy and the gameplay of the challenge?
I think the only thing that I thought that I had to really change was my cardio game. I had to step that up and definitely get like as much muscle as possible because I'm not just going against like, you know, anybody and just trying to do a puzzle piece. Like this is actual like physical challenges. So put on as much weight as I could and then go in there and just fight as much as I could and have enough cardio, because Survivor's not too much cardio. Obviously, we don't have enough food to be running miles and miles because we'd all pass out. But yeah, I'd say just all around, honestly, I just trained everything. And then I was rock climbing as much as possible because that works my whole body. So I was just constantly trying to push it and push it and push it.
Yeah, that worked out. What about politics, though, political-wise? I know you were thinking about scheming with Wes, but did you have a political or house play strategy, social game?
So that, I actually wanted to go into that fresh because it's my first season of Challenge, and I wanted the feeling and the adrenaline of how it felt when I got on Survivor, like not knowing anybody and going in there fresh and just trying to scheme my way and work through it, like kind of like Bruce Lee, like be like water, my friend, like just fucking go through, you know? So I was like, let me just go through this house and try to figure it out. And then,
so you didn't reach out to anybody ahead of time?
No, I had fun with it. No, I straight I just went in and I was like, I'm going to pretend like this is fresh because this is like one of my dream shows. So why not enjoy it the right way?
Because that I think would be really the hardest part. Because everyone's sitting on their couch is like, oh, I totally would have done this. And if I was on that show, I would make this friendship and that alliance. But actually entering that house, I don't know if it all just goes straight out the window as soon as you see how the chips fall, depending on that theme of that season. But I think strategizing politics, you can have one plan and then it completely just goes out the window.
You flip in 2 seconds. Like in two, I met Rogan once before we even got in the Challenge house. And that was even before I was in talks for Challenge. And then going in the house, he was just like kind of doing his own thing. And I'm like, damn, bro, like we partied one time. I was out with you with Joss. And now it's like, man.
Jay, since you're such a big fan of the show, when you went into the house, who were like, when you saw them, super excited to see? I mean, I assume CT was one of your favorites.
Yo, I straight up went up to CT and I'm like, dude, I used to watch you. I love you, bro. And he's like, yo, man, chill. Yep. You're making me feel old. I feel old. And I'm like, dude, you're not old. You're still a monster.
Anyone besides CT that you were just a huge fan of before you went in the house?
I was a fan of Johnny Bananas before I went on X on the Beach. What?
Kill your heroes.
I was excited actually to see Melissa and Kayla in the same house. I was like, damn, we're going to have a fight. This is going to be sick. I mean, Kyle. I wanted to know Kyle was just as funny as he is on the show in real life. And I'm telling you, he's a full-blown idiot. And I love it.
Yeah, well, I love how idiotic he can be as well.
He's sure. So funny, dude. And he doesn't stop with the jokes. Like, it could be the middle of the night in his bunker, and Melissa's leg could be dangling over the bunker, and he'd be like, ooh, tickle. And I'm like, what are you doing? I loved it.
That's awesome.
If you could, I ask this question to every guest who comes on. If you could pick any person in challenge history to partner up with for a future season, who would you pick and why?
Derek K.
Nice. Why? I mean, Jay, you really know your stuff, man. You're already a fan favorite of all of us, and now you're just like the next level because you're one of us.
Right.
That's why even when I went against CT in the end, I'm like, yo, this is a dream of mine, bro. Thank you. And he's like, bro, don't make it weird. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. This is awesome. You don't understand what I feel right
now. We talked about last night on our after show just how humble and how amazing you were throughout that whole process. And just like, we would be acting the same way if we got to go against CT. So very cool.
It's one of my dreams come true and I'm stoked on it. But yeah, Derek K would definitely be like, that dude doesn't stop, dude. He's an animal.
He's an animal.
Yeah, that was such a quick answer. Why Derek? You had that ready.
Oh, he was my favorite. He was my favorite challenger. He was my favorite because he was the smallest. He was always like looked down on like, oh, we could beat Derek. Yeah, and then eventually start proving his point that he's just nuts in the head. And he's like, I'm an animal. Try to get me out. You ain't going to do it. And then eventually.
Derek's a beast, man.
He's a savage, bro. And like, yeah, dude. Watching his workouts now, he just throws up muscle ups like it ain't nothing. That dude.
Yeah, me and D are friends, and you know, I watch this stuff on Instagram and I'm like, all right, I gotta step it up, man. All right, look at this guy. He's just killing it, dude. Like, no, he is. And you're right, he's a smaller guy, but he's just like, man, he just takes it to you. I love that.
He doesn't stop. He's like all heart. He's all heart. Even when he fought Joss, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Joss is literally slinging him over like it ain't nothing. And Derek's just like, I'm not letting go. Kill me.
Now you've joined those legends, those epic challenger wins.
Thank
it's
you.
True. It's like this is one that was won for the books last night. That's going to go down in challenge history. Anyone now, just to stir the pot, that surprised you in a bad way or that you were excited about that wasn't as great as you had wanted them to be?
Well, I already said it because Wes, because he didn't scheme, but I'll give you another answer so it doesn't suck. anyone that I can stir the pot that I was upset that they sucked.
Not even that they sucked, but was different than you wanted them to be.
I mean, the trifecta of like Nani, Kayla, and Jenna, they just like didn't do anything and they didn't scheme. And I'm like, yo, you have three numbers sitting right here. Like, make something happen. Do something.
Bailey said the same damn thing you just said. Bailey said the same thing to us when we had her on.
Fit together and then. Like, even Casey got kind of pulled in on that and just, like, sat with them and, like, enjoyed their day. And I'm like, this isn't a vacation. Like, let's work and, like, make something happen. Let's change the game. Let's change history. Let's make this thing fucking evolve. But you're all just sitting here doing the same thing you've done for 10 seasons. Like, what are you doing?
So, I have a question about it. So, they were in an alliance. They weren't the alliance to look out for or to stay away from, since they had numbers. No one was really afraid of that group.
Can you say that without smiling?
No, Benny's a fan of that alliance.
Benny loves that alliance, so that's why.
I'm not against them. Even though they said my name every day and like went against me, I'm like, whatever, but like, fuck, man, change the game, man. Play. Like, I want players in this, you know? It doesn't need to just be, oh, let's wait for an elimination to make something great happen. Like, let's do it already in the house. They should have flipped and been like, you know what? Let's say bananas and just change the whole game up. That would have been insane if bananas ended up going in and then CT stepped down to go against bananas. That would be like everyone being like, oh, shit, Johnny Backpack, round two, let's go again.
Right.
But then,
too legendary in itself. But then they gave me the opportunity and I'm.
And now so, you're a legend now.
You have them to thank, right? You wouldn't be who you are today.
I'm pretty sure I'm the same person, but all right. Thank you.
Stay humble, brother. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I will say, like, as we, you know, in the past episodes, you know, on the panel, I always give a hard time to competitors that don't go in there and then don't back up their stuff. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, last year especially we were upset about. I know, Dan, we had agreed on a lot of that. That, you know, if you don't go in there and prove yourself, especially if you win a final, it's like, did you really win, though? You know what I mean? And you right off the bat from the very first episode just went in there. I mean, you've more than proved it, man. And that's something that I think a lot of people need to step up and do that. So I love how they put that twist on the season. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, man. I mean, I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to go against him and also just, like, grateful that – dude, I'm sitting in purgatory, like standing in front of TJ. I used to play his video game like on PS1.
Nice.
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? This is real life right now.
What was TJ like? Was he, did he hang out with you guys? Was he chill or?
TJ, and talk about legends. That's the true legend of like the show. Like all these guys from like reality TV. Yeah, cool. But like this dude is a pro BMX, like X game competitor, like sitting out there with like Nyquist and all them. I'm like, what?
Real deal, dude.
This is a real deal dude that like destroys his body, ended up in a coma. Like that's an athlete. That's a true athlete. So he's a really dope down to earth dude. Very humble, very low key, just chilling, just doing his thing. And he has stories for days. And he's always like, bro, let me throw it back to my Thrasher story whenever we're waiting. And he's like, so this one time, you know, we're throwing like piss bottles at each other in the cars. And I'm like, dude, this is, can I just sit here and listen by the campfire for like 2 hours? This is cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was the, after you won the elimination, obviously everyone was super shocked. Everyone was surprised. What was the reaction? Were they like, oh, awesome job, Jay? Or were they kind of bummed that CT was gone? Or was it just like, whatever?
Dude, I think their jaws got stuck to the floor because they all just came down like, is this real? Like, he did that? And even some of them that voted me in try to give me props, and like I see through all that bullshit, and they're all just like, oh man, yo, mad respect, like good job, you did it, I didn't vote you in this time. Oh, and I'm like, oh really? Because the first chance I get, I'm gonna throw each every one of you guys in there. I don't give a shit. But
that's
yeah.
Funny.
So going back into the house after this, are you feeling like, okay, there's no way I should get thrown in again after this? I've already been in twice. I've earned it. Or are you kind of like, sure, keep throwing me in at this rate. I'll be the only one that goes to the final.
Yeah, I was good with both, honestly. Because I was like, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to be the only dude running the final, do I even need to run?
So you didn't even need to all you that can... cardio.
Yeah, I just walk it. All that cardio went to waste. But yeah, also I was at the same time, like, I know how the game works. And they always, like, their line is like, make the rookies prove themselves, make the prospects prove themselves. And I'm like, you're just copping out because you don't want to do the dirty work.
Right.
Well, Jay, at this point now, having won two finals and sending a legend home, did anyone start to approach, you know, like, hey, maybe we should take this guy serious. Maybe we should do something with it.
It was like the same dudes as before, just the same, like Nelson and Josh and everyone. I mean, all my like actual friends came up and they're like, yo man, congrats. Like, we got to keep this rolling. We got to change the game. Like, we'll see what happens.
Do you think that there was a dynamic in the house, or was there anything that was obvious that people who were there who were actually wanting to compete, people who really wanted to win money, and maybe people who were there for just some reality TV fame?
You know who I respect that, like, sometimes he can be a pain in the ass, like, really, and I'm sure you can guess his name, but Jordan.
I was thinking, okay,
he's a pain sometimes because he like loves to just say what he wants to say, and it's sometimes you're like, I'm just gonna hold my tongue because you're just pissing me off. But he's always down a scheme and he's always trying to find a way. Him and Tori play really hard, and even though sometimes they might be lying straight to your face, at least they're playing, which I respect. Mm-hmm. And who else? I mean, the trifecta didn't really do anything. Rogan. Rogan always talks a big game, but, you know, he's like, oh, put me in when it's the little guy that I know I could beat. But, like, why don't you go against somebody that you might be afraid of?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Bear? What are your thoughts on Bear?
Bear's a crazy-ass dude.
as a competitor.
As a competitor, I mean, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of anybody in the house. But seeing Bear, I mean, let's go in. I don't care. I went up against CT. I kept my cool. I'm not afraid of you.
I feel like Bear is one of those guys who is underestimated because he seems like a jokester. Was that how it was in the house? Just everyone was like, oh, you're not a competitor. I'm not. Yeah. I don't have to be worried about you.
So Bear is a massive jokester. I'm one in myself, but coming into the house, you obviously don't see that because it's my first season and I'm trying to stay low key, not step on anybody's toes until like I realize I'm in trouble. So I might as well make out with everyone's chick. But Bear's just, he's always cracking jokes and he's a lot of fun and he's just a good hearted dude. And I know he's underestimated because every time his name would come up in elimination too. Like they'd be like, the house vote would be like, oh, maybe we should throw Bear in. He's annoying us. And I'm just like, no, I don't understand. This dude is really good. Like we'd play like ping pong soccer games and I'd see him playing against everyone and winning. And I'm like, he's an athletic dude, but he doesn't come off as it just because you're laughing at him the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, that's the thing, because in previous seasons, he did prove himself in eliminations from winning. So it's so interesting to hear you say that people still don't take this guy seriously.
I mean,
why did he want to? Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to go in against you, though.
You'd be afraid. I don't mind.
So now, since you're saying the strategy, tail as old as time, it's always been throwing the rookies. It shouldn't be like that for this game because everybody has to go in anyway. If you could change the course, who do you think should be the first top dog, the biggest bet to go into elimination? If you were able to kind of spiral that political game and get one of those guys in there.
On this season?
Yeah, who would you go after, I guess?
I would have went against CT. I would have tried to go for CT because he won the last season. His alliance is lined up. He's got all three winners, D, Rogan. He even has Jordan. Maybe they still could be working together. CT is like the godfather of it, so no one wants to touch him. He's very whenever he speaks, people listen. So that's a big deal. That's a huge threat. If he was on Survivor, people would be like, yo, immediately CT. CT's like Tony of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, even after that, go after Wes, because he's always scheming. You know he's not stopping. Even if he's with Bananas, he's doing something under the table until the time comes where he doesn't need to work with Bananas anymore.
Right. And is it apparent to you guys at this point that Wes and Bananas are working together? Because I think they're starting to make it too obvious. They're not really fooling anybody anymore.
Did you know, Jay? Did you know that they were working together throughout the season?
You know what's funny is I didn't know if they were working together, and I can't like literally say like, oh, I knew it. I'm not gonna take that credit. But seeing them be as friendly as they were, I was like, something is so weird. Or I was thinking, these two are just really good fucking actors. And when they go on camera and they're just, oh, I'm going to bash Bananas, I'm going to bash Wes, but then we're just going to be cool behind the scenes. I was very confused because it is like my first challenge ever. So I'm sitting there like, well, I don't know how their dynamic works. So I'm still trying to figure it out. And then now seeing it, I'm like, damn, Jay, you should have realized, bro. This is so sick just talking with you guys. I feel like a fan, too.
I know. I love it. It's
awesome.
Come on, whatever.
Gotta get you to come on later in the season, man. You can come and join us anytime you want.
Yeah, back over in the studio.
I'm down. Yeah, when we go in the studio, let's go. Get some drinks.
Yeah.
Make it to the final at this point.
Hopefully.
And Jay, and I know you had mentioned, man, your clothing brand, what's your hat, right? What is that? Can you tell us a little bit about that? Where can we find that?
Nice. I like it.
So Stay Loco is basically what it revolves around is being yourself, because everyone is their own kind of crazy. Growing up, everyone's always said like, you're crazy, bro. You're never going to get on these shows. You're crazy because you're rock climbing. You're crazy because you're on the side of a building doing something like be your own crazy, be your own self. It doesn't matter what anyone says, because everyone's crazy in their own way anyways. So look at that crazy as a positive way and just show everyone your light and just go around and spread some love and have some fun.
All right, Jay, awesome. I'm being told to wrap. I got to ask you this final question. Do you see yourself doing multiple challenges like CT?
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
Yo, as many times as they want to call me, I'm going to go until I can't walk.
Nice. Great.
Awesome.
Nice.
I like that answer, man.
Yes.
I like it. Well, thank you so much for joining us, dude. We had a great conversation with you. Guys, why don't you go and tune us out?
All right. Well, I'll start. I'm Pam. Thank you guys so much. Jay, thank you. Oh. This was so amazing. You are like one of us, because this is our first chance getting to know you. So we're not like, oh, I've watched you for 20 years and I know how you play the game. It is great to talk game with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yo, I just want to say to you guys, thank you so much for the opportunity to come and join you guys, obviously. And it's cool to just be able to interact with like fellow fans, because I'm also a fan, and watching myself fangirling like, oh, that dude's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then to throw back to my hat, jstare.com, go get yourself some merchandise. Oh, I'm just not putting that in there. What an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
No, Jay, I'm definitely going to hit you. I'm going to hit you on IG. I'm going to hit you on IG, man. Definitely. And again, you know, as everybody said, thank you so much for taking the time with us. You definitely bring a fresh, new, just taste to the challenge, which we definitely needed. So I love it, man. Just stay humble. Thank you.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Jay, why don't you let everyone know your social media so they can follow you, see what you're doing?
All right. Well, on Instagram, it's JQSKIM. So JQ Skim. I know it's a really weird name, but I used to skimboard a lot. So that's why it stuck. And then, basically everything you find, just jstare.com. Go to jstare and you'll find Twitter, you'll find Instagram, you'll find YouTube, you'll find my clothes, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Jay, thanks again so much, you guys. Bag. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams, and we will all see you next time.
Stay loco!
Later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.